Brilliance Audio presents
Katharine Hepburn by Barbara Leeming. A little over 50 years ago, the superintendent of Prospect Lawn Cemetery in Hamburg, New York, looked up in astonishment as Katharine Hepburn swept into his office. He led Hepburn across the road to Section A, Lot 12, in the old graveyard. He left her there to study the dates carved on the double marker of her maternal grandparents, Alfred and Carolyn Houghton. In 1993, when the author visited Katharine Hepburn for the first time, she was still trying to find out about Fred and Carrie. There is a strong sense in Kate's family that their story begins with the mysterious events surrounding Fred Houghton's violent death in 1892 and Carrie's death 18 months after that. On a sunny Friday afternoon, October 28, 1892, 41-year-old Fred Houghton and his younger sister Nellie Abbott left a massive stone house on Pine Street in Corning, New York, to ride in her carriage. For 2 months, Fred had been paralyzed with the worst of the depressions that had plagued him all his life. Finally, 2 weeks previously, his older brother Amory Houghton Jr. had brought him from rural West Hamburg to his home in Corning to recover. Amory, head of the Corning Glassworks, was the richest and most powerful Houghton. Another brother, Charlie, worked for him there. Without protest, Fred packed his bag and followed Amory out of the farmhouse overlooking Lake Erie, where Fred lived with his second wife, Carrie, and their three daughters. 2 weeks in Amory's thickly curtained guest room seemed only to plunge Fred into a deeper crisis. In the days since Amory had brought him here, Nellie had not been able to persuade Fred to accompany her on a carriage ride. That Friday, Fred unexpectedly...